I want you to take a moment. Find a comfortable place to sit or recline. Give yourself a moment to shuffle around. Get yourself into the most comfortable position you can. And then allow your eyes to comfortably close. And begin by taking a few slow deep breaths. Really breathing that relaxation into your body. Allowing that feeling of relaxation to flow. And as you allow yourself to begin to drift a little deeper into this calm and comfortable moment, your inner mind is allowed to open, to become receptive to the suggestions that you're about to hear. Because for a while now, you've nurtured an unfulfilled wish. And that is to attract real love into your life. You would really love to meet your perfect partner, your soulmate, someone with whom you can share a deep, loving relationship. Someone who truly cares for you as much as you care for them. So now it's time to prepare your inner mind to accept, to enjoy this loving and lasting relationship that is going to somehow flow into your life. By opening your mind to the infinite opportunities that this universe offers to you, and by being in the right frame of mind to allow yourself to welcome these opportunities into your life, you will find that love can come easily and effortlessly to you. Not one of us knows for certain what life has to offer. However, the only thing that matters is that we embrace every experience, each one of them, in the moment, whether good or not so good. Always remembering too that when one door closes, another one opens. The first step towards attracting love into your life is to love yourself. If you don't feel comfortable in your own skin, how can you expect your ideal partner to accept you as their ideal mate? So, in order to dispel any doubts about yourself as a person worthy of love, or to reinforce the self-acceptance that you may already have, let's go on a journey. A journey to a magical place deep within you. Let's go deeper and deeper down inside your mind, to a place where you see yourself as the unique human being that you are. there is no one else in this world exactly like you. You are your own person. Proud to be individual. Proud to be you. And as you appreciate yourself for the wonderful person that you are, all the cells, all the systems within your body start working in harmony together, and you can experience a wonderful sense of peace, well-being. Imagine yourself standing tall, shoulders back, head held high. Notice a smile on your face and how that smile feels. That twinkle in your eyes. Notice how this reflects the happiness, the acceptance that you feel. Because you accept yourself as the amazing person you are. You accept your unique and wonderful qualities. And you also affectionately accept those little quirks that you have. For these are all parts that make up the whole. You accept other people for whom and what they are. And this acceptance of others, it shows. It shows in the ways that you interact with them. No one is beneath you. No one is above you. We're all equal. And you recognize that not everyone feels as self-confident as you do. So you can now make it your aim to put others at ease, regardless of who they are. You find it easy to strike up a conversation with others because you become interested in them. And as a direct result of this, they become interested in you. It's as though now, inside, you carry a powerful magnet that draws people to you, that makes them want to know you more. Better, deeper. Imagine this magnet now. Perhaps you can imagine it in the shape of those horseshoe magnets. It could be the shape of a heart or something completely different. It doesn't matter. Just make it special and personal to you. And imagine your magnet becoming a very important part of who you are. You carry that imaginary magnet around with you. Wherever you go, it's always with you, up there in your higher mind. And your magnet works by radiating a glow from within you. A glow of confidence and acceptance. A glow that shimmers, a glow that sends out energy and attracts others to your warm personality. You enjoy meeting others, and you actively seek the company of the people you'd like to know better. Find yourself mingling with others, using small talk at first, with people you don't know too well, smiling. In addition to showing an interest in them, you find yourself revealing little snippets of information about you. Snippets that keep them intrigued, keeps them eager to learn more. Find yourself smiling. Smiling more and more. People love to see a happy face. And when you're smiling, you look more approachable. You look more friendly. Which of course you naturally are. And although you've been looking for love, you now realize that love can take on many forms. You can love friends. You can love hobbies. You can love your job. You can love a favorite sport. You can love family and pets. In fact, you may be surprised to discover how much love you have to give. And the more love you give out, the more you receive. You see, love has a boomerang effect. And because you stop actively looking for that ideal partner, you find yourself in more ideal situations in which to meet an ideal partner. And instead of viewing people as potential soulmates or romantic partners, you now take your time to let yourself get to know them better, realizing that at first it's just human nature for most people to show the best sides of their personality. So you get to know people for their strengths and their weaknesses before taking any relationship to another level. And before long, if the person is the right one for you, you're aware of their quirks and eccentricities, just as they become familiar with and accept yours. For now, you're in no hurry to settle down, because you can have so much fun meeting, getting to know new people. You realize that it's highly unlikely that love will simply come knocking on your door. So you make a conscious effort to keep in touch with new friends, to connect, to go out to socialize more. And you extend invitations and join in with conversations without being pushy. Perhaps you'll decide to join new clubs, take up hobbies, learn exciting new skills, things that make you smile. You might spend more time traveling. Traveling to places you wouldn't previously have considered. Maybe you'll find yourself taking on another job. I know that whatever it is, it will be something that's appropriate for you, for your life situation. Find yourself actively enjoying new activities, new interests. Because your mind can become more open, more receptive, eager to embrace new opportunities and experiences. And as a result of these changes within you, you send a message out to the universe that you are ready for love, when love is ready for you. And in addition to meeting new friends, you may also find yourself rekindling old friendships or acquaintances as you widen your social circle. But this time, you might be rekindling them from a new level of awareness, a new level of self-confidence, self-acceptance. When you do meet the person of your dreams, you'll instinctively know if they're right for you or not. Because that magnet in your upper mind will extend to your heart area. It will radiate out through those twinkling eyes, through your whole demeanor. And throughout this process, you focused on enhancing your own persona with the aim of attracting love. But always remember that in order to love someone else, you must also love yourself. You have to be happy with who you are. And loving yourself doesn't mean being vain, conceited, egocentric. In essence, it means that you accept yourself unconditionally. If there are any aspects of your own personality that you don't like, work on them. Work on the parts of you in order to improve them. But if there are parts of you that are fixed and can't be changed, you can accept them as part of your uniqueness. You may also examine your expectations of other people. Perhaps in the past, some people didn't live up to your expected standards, and so you rejected them. Perhaps some people didn't live up to your expected standards, and maybe they rejected you. But that was a reflection on them, not you. You can reevaluate your own expectations, and you can accept that everyone is human. People are fallible, they make mistakes. And if you do meet someone that you initially consider to be perfect, you realize that your opinion of them could quite easily change once getting to know that person better. So it's far better to allow love to grow, to allow it to grow slowly, than to see it dwindle and die away. You're now priming your mind to find love by making small changes to yourself, to your life, realizing that every little step will soon amount to a mile. And when you return to normal awakened consciousness, after listening to me, I want you to ground this experience. You can do it today. Perhaps in an hour or even later, perhaps before going to bed, you will set the wheels in motion by doing one little thing. And this could involve simply smiling at someone, sending out a compliment. It could mean doing someone a favor without expecting anything in return. Or simply writing a note to yourself with a set of affirmations. Affirmations, statements such as, I'm a good and worthwhile person. I accept myself. I love myself. Perhaps you'll write a to-do list, a list of steps that you'll accomplish tomorrow. Perhaps you'll create a new vision board. Perhaps writing down self-love statements. When you take this time to experience, when you do, you can take this experience to a physical level. You know that you're well on your way to attracting love into your life, and these suggestions firmly embed in that subconscious part. They grow stronger and stronger by the day, by the minute, by the hour. In a moment, I'll simply count the numbers from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, you can return to fully awakened, wide awake awareness, alert, refreshed, ready to allow these suggestions to take effect. So if you're ready, let's begin with 1, 2, 3, coming slowly back, 4, eyes beginning to flutter, and 5, eyes open, wide awake, mind and body returning to normal conscious awareness. Welcome back.